Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life puts us in unique situations. Sometimes there are situations that we feel we can handle. Sometimes we cannot. Sometimes they're overwhelming. Sometimes we don't realize we can handle them until we've survived it. And even then feel, did I really do the best that I could have? Hopefully. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear two stories. One of a family moving into what seems to be a safe apartment, but still not very great. The income that they have is not very great, so it ends up being, we'll make this work. And while it may be safe from the living on the outside, is it so safe from the dead that once resided there? And then, what do you do when your current relationship is feeling rather doomed? Yet, the universe has introduced you to someone else. Only to discover that the universe is very quick to take away what could possibly have been your soulmate. We have those stories for you today on EPP bonus episode number 425. Of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Have you ever been in a building that has so much history to it, that's been around for so long, that you just know it's haunted? Without a doubt, the energy is heavy. There's someone else, there's something else there that is not in other locations of a younger age, if you will. Those places always intrigue me. Ones that come to mind quite often are walking around old downtowns, maybe going into a sports bar or an antique shop. Those are some of my favorites, especially the antique shops. You can see the remnants of what once was, the tin ceilings, maybe where windows once stood, where doorways were once in place, where balconies held the men's department or what have you. Really makes you wonder about all the folks who spent so much time in those locations. And then above a lot of those sits an apartment. An apartment that was once rented out to families, maybe a couple apartments. Those locations also had many memories in them, maybe even more so, more impactful than the store below. In this story, we hear about a family that moves into one of those above store apartments. It had a life of its own and spirits that likely still live there to this day. Take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
1944, my family moved into an apartment that no one wanted. The lure of cheap rent was not enough of a draw for even the most desperate. We were more than desperate. We were a family living on the margin of opportunity, money, and sanity. We were working poor with a questionable pedigree. Housing had always been an issue because of finances and other matters of social delicacy. Our last chance was waiting. We had been disappointed before. My parents were shown dismal, cold water flats fit for vermin in industrial slums. Once property owners or real estate agents saw the dark-skinned man with a blonde wife, suddenly there were no vacancies. To get rooms above a store on the avenue would take a miracle. Miracles are heaven-sent, while evil likes to disguise tainted gifts that come with hefty price tags. At a shabby real estate office, there existed a listing with no takers. The rent was a steal at $550 a month. The rent was never raised and stayed that price for 26 years. 8 large rooms above an old saloon. This is a place that, like secrets, where suspect people with poor pocketbooks could live. There was a downstairs apartment in a similar layout, and the saloon had a separate entrance. 8 rooms where my alcoholic older brother could rant and rave away from prying eyes. After all, who would bother calling in a disturbance that occurred in a saloon unless it spilled into the street? Though the so-called family entrance on the side of the building you entered into a dismal Victorian hallway, oddly, the building was supposed to have been built in 1920, but Brooklyn powers that be were known to fudge legal facts here and there. The design of the building seemed more 1880s in style. Painted a sickly pale green. The paint was several layers thick on every surface, especially on the ornate stairs and banister. The rooms were wide with tall ceilings. Dormant ornate gas chandeliers hung from those ceilings. A butler's pantry, pocket doors, and each bedroom had a closet. There were 2 ornamental gas fireplaces, one at the front and the other at the back of the apartment. It did not work. A pull-chain toilet and claw foot tub in the bathroom. The bedrooms facing the avenue were sunlit most of the day, while the long central hallway and rest of the bedrooms were seeped in a greasy darkness. The wall at the end of the hallway was oddly bowed to accommodate a closet from the inside bedroom. It was one of many design quirks that were part of the parcel of the place. There were windows and doors that led to brick walls or narrow shafts, boarded up dumbwaiter that we used to hold our trash can, contained a skylight to the roof. One could hear voices coming from that shaft. My parents said it was just the voices of bar patrons. Strangely, when the bar was closed, the cacophony of sound seemed louder somehow. We never heard much noise from the street or the saloon for that matter. The apartment was its own world, kind of a vacuum. Loud crashes and faint scratching noises were heard at all hours, perhaps mice in the walls or rats in the basement knocking over wooden crates and beer barrels. At least that was the sensible explanation. There was no logical explanation for the misty forms that glided down the hall just out of reach or the ice-cold spots that traveled from hallway to stairs. One of my earliest memories was watching from my crib as a wraith made an appearance. She glided into my room with a darkened corner. Just a smoky mist at first, then a shimmering light as she became solid. I remember her face was that of an old woman. She was smiling and held out her arms to me, but just as quickly as she appeared, she vanished. As my mother entered the room. As a child, I became accustomed to the strange comings and goings of the apartment. Many times at play, I would chase a rustling skirt or boot heel around the corner, never finding the hide and seeker. Not every ethereal visitor was playful or harmless, though. At the witching hour, the large rooms would seem to grow smaller. First 14 years of my life were spent in those rooms, and I don't remember even sleeping well at night. At night, in the wee hours, the place took on a demonic feel. The darkness would pitch itself blacker than black and suffocate the dreamer. I knew my tormentors. two large shadow beings who I called Red Eyes and Green Eyes. On any given night, either one would stalk the hall or invade my room. They would stand and stare at me as I lay paralyzed with fear. They stood floor to ceiling, bigger than a human, silent and stinking of rot. That wraps up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode. It is a good one. Both of these stories are ones that are going to stick with me. If you want to hear the rest of this one and then get into our other one, which involves an individual being in a rocky situation in their relationship, meeting someone who they believe is their soulmate, yet they can't take any action because of the current situation, only to find that the universe has other ideas for them, and a life is lost. But a soul returns to say goodbye. To hear it, become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. Sign up over at ghostpodcast.com. Go there right now and do it. It's so easy. Ghostpodcast.com. Patreon app as well is an option. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it costs. You get access to this episode, all 425 bonus episodes in their entirety, jam-packed with some of the best ghost stories you have ever heard. Let's get access to our archive of regular episodes, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Seriously. Plus, you get access to advanced episodes of the show and all of it commercial-free. So if you like this podcast, you'd like to listen with no ads, check it out. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get yourself hooked up and enjoy all of the spookiness, not only through October here, but all year long. Ghostpodcast.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.